calling XPO. My name is Kenya. How may I assist you?
I have a delivery scheduled for tomorrow. I got a call earlier today, someone informing me it was going to go tomorrow, and had the wrong address. I gave him the correct address, but I just got an automated message that still has the wrong address.
Okay, hold on for 1 second. Can you provide me with your zip code, please?
49426.
Can you verify first and last name?
John, J-O-H-N. Last name is R-O-N. C as in cat, K-A.
Okay, what's your address?
The address on file apparently is 4360 Oak Meadow Drive.
Yes.
Wait, that's not where it's going.
Okay, can you provide me with the correct address?
Yes. 2335 Old Farm, that's OLDE Drive.
You said farm too,
yeah,
right?
What's that?
Did you say Old Farm or just Old Drive?
Old Farm Drive.
Okay.
Jenison, Michigan.
Oh, okay. It's not letting me change the city and state. Hold on for 1 second. I'm just going to have to put it in the notes so the text can see it when they deliver your appliances and install tomorrow. Let's see.
Okay.
Can you spell out the city?
J-E-N-I-S-O-N.
Jenison, and you said Michigan?
Correct.
Okay. Zip code?
49428.
Okay. Just bear with me one moment while I get everything updated, okay? Okay, I went ahead and got everything updated on your account. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, I'm curious. Will they go into a house with a lockbox, or does someone need to be there?
Someone would need to be there. They're not, they can't go in there with the lockbox on it.
Okay, understood.
All right.
And we're going to get a call before?
Yes, 30 minutes before your time.
right, perfect. Thank you.
All right, thank you for calling Expedia. You have a great day.